Hello, awesomes. We have a special extra awesome for you today. It's the first of the month, and as every member of the Book of the Month Club knows, the first of the month is Happy New Books and Reading Day, because Book of the Month has just released their 5 featured titles for the month of April. So I have here with me today one of my very favorite readers on the whole planet, Laura Tremaine. Hi, Laura.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing great and even better because we are sitting down to talk books today. I can't wait to get into this. Laura and I are both big fans of Book of the Month Club, though I am way more new to them. You've been a member for quite a while, right?
No, not really. I joined last summer, actually. But I've really been enjoying it because for me, I don't tend to read contemporary fiction that often. Like I just am not really reading bestsellers, and this kind of forces me to, and I'm loving it because it's keeping me like in the conversation, I feel like.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why I joined too, because one of my specific reading goals for 2017 was to actually read new releases and the things that are being buzzed about. So Book of the Month has been perfect for that because, you guys, if you're not familiar, Book of the Month Club releases books in their selections that have not been released to the general reading public yet. So you really get your hands on those copies of those books first. So the selections for April are out today. So we wanted to do a quick preview of these books to help get you thinking about what you might pick. Now, before we dive in, I wanted to let you know you can find more information on joining Book of the Month Club so that you have one of these books showing up in your mailbox very soon when you go to sortaawesomeshow.com/bookofthemonth. And that will have all the details for you on signing up. So, Laura, I just poured a fresh cup of coffee. I can't wait to talk books. Why don't you get us started with the first book on the list?
Okay, the first book that I want to talk about that really caught my eye is called Startup by Dori Shaffer. I hope I'm saying that right. Do not want to butcher that. And it's 304 pages. It is fiction. It was chosen by the guest judge, Glory Edom. So each book of the month selection, there's 5 each month, it has a judge that kind of picks it. This selection was by Glory Edom, who does the blog Well Read Black Girl. Do you know Well Read Black Girl?
Yes. Very well known in reading circles.
Yes. And I actually just started following her, I don't know, within the last 2 months or so on Twitter and Instagram. So I was excited to see that she had a pick. Anyway, the author of Startup is a culture writer. She's pretty much most well known for her work at BuzzFeed, but she's also written stuff for Slate, Rolling Stone, Wired, etc. So let's just assume that she might be a little bit familiar with the tech world and like startup culture. Because this book, which is fiction, it's a novel, is about a guy who created a mindfulness app. This made me laugh a little bit because...
And of course you picked this book then to talk about.
Because I use a mindfulness app like daily. But yes. Anyway, in the book, this guy has created one. It's like the next big thing. You know, it's really taken off. It's really huge. He's trying to get investors, et cetera. His star is really rising. Just enough for him to get into the crosshairs of a journalist at a site that is kind of always looking for a salacious scoop. So I think it's these different characters that are... you know, sort of intertwined in this way. It just seems like something that's very culturally relevant right now. You know, covering the gotcha style of journalism where a lot of these really popular sites are just looking for people, especially successful people, to make a misstep. And the public's obsession with gossip. So this book seems very of the moment for me. It's called Startup. It looks, you know... very relevant to what the world is doing right now.
Okay. Well, the next one on the list is not current culture. It, in fact, takes us back in time a little ways. It's called The Impossible Fortress by Jason Rakulik. It was chosen by another one of Book of the Month's guest judges. It was chosen by Tyler Coates, who is the culture editor at GQ. And so this is the first novel from Jason Rakulik. He has a background in publishing, has worked in publishing and editing for many years, but this is his first book. It is a young adult novel, and it's set in 1987.
Oh, this is so up your alley. This is
right?
All you.
I know it. It is. It is. It's 304 pages of 80s nostalgia goodness. So I am already feeling things for this book. In The Impossible Fortress, we have a protagonist named Billy. He has two friends named Alf and Clark, and they are all 14 years old. The whole plot takes off when they go out on a mission to basically steal a few copies of the newest Playboy that has just come out that features Vanna White on the cover.
Ooh.
So along the way in this mission to get their hands on this copy of Playboy, they meet the store owner's daughter. They were going to steal these from a convenience store. The owner's daughter is named Mary. Billy and Mary have a connection. They both really love computer programming. And so the hijinks kind of just take off from there. So there is lots of 80s nostalgia in this book, lots of 80s pop culture references, like things like Pop-Tarts and just the fact that it's talking about like Vanna White and Wheel of Fortune feels very late 80s. I was 10 years old in 1987. So again, totally up my alley. And then two, I love the fact that they do talk a lot about computer programming. They're mostly talking about it via programming on a Commodore 64. Which is the first home computer we had. We had a Commodore 64 in 1987 in my house. So
That is hilarious. Also, I just want to point out right now that Vanna White is still on Wheel of Fortune.
That's right. Isn't that amazing?
And somehow she looks exactly the same.
I know. A miracle of science right there. So earlier reviewers have said it's a great read for people who love those nostalgia-inspired books. So that's The Impossible Fortress by Jason Rakulik.
My next one, I think that you might get excited about, even though it's totally not your genre and really mine. It's called Killers of the Flower Moon by David Gran. This is a nonfiction book. It's 320 pages. Gran is a writer for The New Yorker, and he also had a best-selling book a few years ago that I read, actually called The Lost City of Z, which was like this crazy Amazon jungle story. Anyway, he's back with this nonfiction story, Killers of the Flower Moon. This book, Killers of the Flower Moon, it's 320 pages, nonfiction, true story. It's about a series of murders that took place in the 1920s in Oklahoma.
Oh, interesting.
So members of the Osage Indian Nation, who had become very wealthy after oil was discovered on their land, they began to be mysteriously murdered, and in some cases, really brutally murdered. And the FBI in America was brand new at this time.
Okay.
It was a new organization, and its director was J. Edgar Hoover. And these Oklahoma murders became one of the FBI's first ever big cases.
Oh my gosh, this sounds completely fascinating.
Right?
Yeah.
So I was actually surprised to see this pick in a Book of the Month selection. It seems really pretty different from their selections over the last several months as I've gotten to know the program. And so I was really actually excited to see this. Anyway, it's called Killers of the Flower Moon. The author is David Gran, 320 pages, nonfiction.
All right.
I'm excited about it.
Yeah, that sounds completely fascinating. This is making my pick for this month a little bit harder. There's some really good ones. Okay, well, the next one is another debut novel. It's called American War, and it is from Omar Ellicott. It's 352 pages of fiction, and it is set in 2074. The year 2074, when the second American Civil War breaks out because of an energy crisis. So, it follows our protagonist, who is...
Wait, I have the giggles because I'm like, this is a real upper.
I mean, honestly, it looks pretty dark, honestly. It follows our protagonist, Surat Chestnut. Her family is moved into a camp for displaced persons during this second civil war. And it kind of just follows the struggles that her family faces from there. There's lots of calamities. Honestly, if you like a dark dystopian novel, especially those that are incredibly well-written, but very gritty, this sounds like it would be a very good pick for you. And I think it's so interesting because the author, Omar El-Akkad, is actually, he is Egyptian-born, grew up mostly in Canada. He's a journalist and an author, and he has, in just in the past like 5 or 6 years, around the globe has reported on things like the Arab Spring, that the revolution of that happened in a lot of nations in that part of the world in 2011. He has reported on Guantanamo Bay. He's reported on the Black Lives Matter. So he has really gotten in the mix of some really big and oftentimes violent world situations that have been happening. And he kind of is translating his experience with all of that into this novel, American War, which, my gosh, if I had spent the past, you know, 10 years covering these events, I would probably write a dystopian novel too, because that's a lot of intense stuff.
That one sounds like something I would really, really like. I also liked the cover of that one.
Yeah, it's very well done. Very well done. Okay, there's one more pick from the April Book of the Month picks. And this one is sounding very enticing to me. It's called One Day We'll All Be Dead and None of This Will Matter by Sashi Cool.
You're right. That is so enticing.
Well, the reason I am really fascinated with this one is because it's a book of personal essays. This is like one of my favorite genres of books. Now, this is by Sashi Cool. That name may not immediately sound familiar to you. She's a BuzzFeed senior writer, but I bet there's a pretty good chance that you've read one of her pieces at BuzzFeed, because several have gone really viral lately. They've come across my feed a couple of times. One was she wrote on how the Cash Me Outside teen defies expectations for white girls, about the girl who was on the Dr. Phil show, and her whole segment went viral. She also wrote that piece, Laura, called Being Polite Often Gets Women Killed, and it was about the My Favorite Murder podcast. Anyway, she writes a lot at BuzzFeed. And this is her debut collection of personal essays, 256 pages.
And in wait, so there are two selections this month that are from BuzzFeed senior writers, actually.
Yeah, there are. That's funny.
Which is kind of unusual.
That is unusual. Maybe BuzzFeed is the place to be if you're looking for a book deal these days.
Well, and I did not even plan to do this plug because I didn't know this was going to happen. But, you know, Smartest Person in the Room, our other podcast, mm-hmm. has an episode about BuzzFeed and BuzzFeed culture and how they, you know, sort of really foster this environment of creating viral articles like you're talking about, and viral content. Yep. And so that is with Morgan Shanahan in our viral series of Smartest Person in the Room, just if you are interested in BuzzFeed stuff. But I didn't mean to interrupt you. I just thought it was interesting that there's two big writers who have done these books for Book of the Month from BuzzFeed.
I know. It is interesting. And that is a fantastic episode. I actually kind of love BuzzFeed. And I learned so much about behind the scenes stuff there from Morgan. So anyway, Sashi is the daughter of Indian immigrants who grew up in Canada. And now she, again, works at this cultural monolith, BuzzFeed. And in the essays, she covers everything from family and relationships to body image. She talks about anxiety, privilege, race, gender, all of these really interesting perspectives on life and culture and working online and navigating family relationships from the voice of a young woman. And so it sounds like it would be a really great read. And I really like, speaking of covers, I love what they did on the cover. You kind of have to look at it to see the visual. They mark some words out and kind of play around with the words in the title. So I thought the cover for this one was really well done too. So
yeah, I did too.
These are our five picks for April. Laura, do you know what you might pick this month?
This one was a hard one. Some months it's pretty obvious to me, but these are really good picks this month, I feel like. But I cannot resist a book, a true crime book set in Oklahoma. What am I supposed to do? I have to pick it. So I'm going to be picking Killers of the Flower Moon by David Graham.
It looks fantastic and definitely made for you. So I'm deliberating. I'm so stuck. I really want to read the essay collection, One Day We'll All Be Dead and None of This Will Matter. But man, that 80s nostalgia in The Impossible Fortress is also just calling my name. So I don't know. I'm going to deliberate and then make my pick.
You know, you can always add a second book for just $9.99, which is a really good deal.
Yeah.
I also heard at our party last weekend after the Popcast Live, our sort of awesome after party, some people were talking about their Book of the Monk selections, and they are friends that live in the same town, and they each pick a different one and then swap, which I thought was a really good idea if you have a friend in your town.
That is so smart. Why have we not thought of that? Hello.
Well, we'd have to mail ours to each other. It's not that easy.
I know. It's much easier to swap in person. So good stuff. Well, like Laura just mentioned, you can always add a book. But if this is your first time signing up, and again, you can go to sortaawesomeshow.com/bookofthemonth. You can get your first one-month membership for $5. They also have a special where you can get a three-month membership for $9.99 a month. You guys, for brand new hardcover straight off the press, it's such a good deal. And you also get a free Book of the Month tote with that. So we would love to hear what you're going to pick. You can come and find us on social media at Sorta Awesome Show on Instagram and Sorta Awesome Pod on Twitter. And of course, we'll be talking about all of these book selections in our Hangout group on Facebook, the Sorta Awesome Hangout. Do you have any other book thoughts for us before we finish up here?
I don't. I do often share what I'm reading on Instagram. My handle there is laura.tremaine. And then I always do a roundup of the books I read in 1 month and loved or hated in my secret posts, which is an email that comes out once a month. You can sign up for that going to lauratremaine.com. I love to talk book stuff, so tag me if you're talking book things.
Good stuff. Well, this has been a Book of the Month preview episode for this edition of Extra Awesome. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, stay awesome, my friends.